This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. United States women's soccer team fighting against England in the semifinal. Currently up 2-1. Sorry for the spoiler alert to everybody across the city of Milwaukee.
You
They're
can't
up 2-1.
Say spoiler
don't worry
after
about it.
You say the score.
I don't care. I really don't care.
He doesn't understand how this whole thing
I've
works.
I've given out spoiler alerts to movies the day they came out because I read what happened in the end, and then I told people before they were going to the movie.
So why are people friends with you?
I don't know, because I'm rather a cool guy, I think.
That's not cool.
Right?
Rather if cool I guy, waited rather to go cool. see a movie and you told me what it was after you read what it was, well, it would not be good.
That's why the books come out first.
Be good.
I tell you one thing I don't like about soccer, though. How do you just lay out a lot like that?
And men are way worse.
I know the men are way worse. This is just.
Oh, that hurt.
Oh, man, come on, cuz.
Julie Ertz taking somebody out.
Hey, is she married to a football player?
Zach Ertz. Correct, Ertz, yes.
Yeah. Who's he play for?
Philadelphia Eagles. Tight end for the Eagles. Right? Number 86.
Yeah.
Married to one of the ladies on the U.S. soccer team.
He's there, right? I heard.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is dead time for the NFL players, right?
She actually plays for the Chicago Red Stars in the Women's League as well. So she's you can go see her play.
Could Most you imagine them having a baby?
D1.
That's D1, cuz.
Walking out. Probably with a jersey on and a scholarship in hand, right away. No doubt with that one.
Like your boy too. Your boy J.J. Watt too. Married one like that, I think.
Oh yeah, no yeah. He might.
What's her name? That, Kelly May.
That's gonna be like a factory of athletes. Mm-hmm. And then maybe one will be like a composer and play trumpet or something like that. And there's always one.
One might mess you up like that.
There's always one. 414-799-1250. Would you prefer Kawhi Leonard go to the Toronto Raptors or the Los Angeles Lakers? In the pre-show meeting, I'll put my hand high in the air. I voted for neither, but it did not make the cut. Sparky, Lakers or Raptors for Kawhi Leonard?
For me, now obviously the Clippers would be the one everybody wants. We're taking them out of this conversation because him going to the Clippers isn't a threat to anything concerning the Milwaukee Bucks. But if he goes to the Lakers, that's a threat to them winning a title because now it's him, LeBron, and Anthony Davis.
Oh, for sure.
And you have a super team. If he goes to Toronto, that's a threat because now you have to face that same team that you couldn't beat in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Clippers are no threat, so that's why they're not in the question. So it's Lakers or it's Raptors. Which one would you prefer? And again, one of these deals where today I was seeing people tweeting throughout the day about where they would prefer him to go one way or the other. And I was looking, I'm going, wow, this could be a fun topic one way or the other. This is from Riley, who says, if you're a Bucks fan, you better pray to everything good and holy that Kawhi goes west, Lakers or otherwise, makes Milwaukee's path to a finals berth as simple as possible and worry about whoever comes out of the West later. Meanwhile, Ben tweets at the fan, this sounds completely not correct to say, but part of me wants Kawhi to stay in Toronto. I would take my chances against them with him there as opposed to him going with LeBron James and Anthony Davis in L.A. So those are two little bit of differing viewpoints, one from Riley, one from Ben, one way earlier today and one before the show started. I'm telling you, folks, for me, I'd rather have him be on the damn Raptors. It's just that simple. Because if between the Lakers and the Raptors of those two teams, I'm pretty confident they can beat the Raptors more times than they can beat the Lakers with a super team of those three guys. Especially in a 7-game series. So pretty confident that over the course of the next 4 years, you can take care of the Raptors two or three times and get yourself to the NBA Finals to go against not a super team. Because if that team doesn't form in L.A., you got a couple of stars in Houston, you got a couple of stars in OKC, right? You got a solid team in Utah, you got a solid team in Denver, you got a couple of stars in Golden State. There are no super teams. If the Lakers don't get Kawhi, there will be no super teams in this league. So, and super teams meaning three superstars. So from that perspective, I'd much rather deal with Kawhi in Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals than having to deal with Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis. So for me, leave them in the East, leave them with the Raptors, and let's go.
Gary, where do you weigh in on this? Would you rather see Kawhi Leonard out, not including the Los Angeles Clippers, who seem to be one of the top three preferred destinations, as he said that he's only going to meet with five different teams. Where would you prefer Kawhi Leonard go? In Toronto, the team that just knocked you out of the Eastern Conference Finals, or team up with LeBron and AD with the Los Angeles Lakers?
Well, I mean, Sparky makes a lot of sense because initially I said put him out west and not worry about him until you have to get out west. And he's right in the fact that, yeah, if he goes out west, that will be a super team. And you will have no chance of winning that unless you go and get somebody, you know, to help you out. If he goes to Toronto, yeah, you figure that they got four games in a row from you. You figure that if they don't add anybody else, you're probably closer to beating Toronto than you would if you if he would go out to L.A. because you're probably not – you get there, but you're probably not winning that game. My thinking was I just want him to get there. And I think if Kawhi is here, he's standing in the way of them just getting to the championship game.
Sure.
Steve is one step ahead and saying, well, they won't get a championship, but they probably could get there with Kawhi. You just never know. Right. If you would do the odds, I would say the odds would say that if everything stays like it is, maybe it's 50-50 that they can get to the NBA title, but it's probably a little bit more than that if Kawhi goes with the Lakers.
They can't beat the Lakers.
No, not with Kawhi.
But if they beat Kawhi and the Raptors, they could win the NBA Finals because then there's no super team sitting there right now. Durant is not going to be Durant for 3 years, so right. You don't have to worry about that Nets team as far as being some super team over there at any point. So unless something changes, and next year's crop of free agents isn't anything special, it doesn't get good again until the Giannis free agent class, so... From that perspective, again, I know you don't want to hear this, Bucks fans, but Toronto is a much better play for the Bucks than the Lakers. The Lakers, yes, you wouldn't have to worry about them, and yes, you could walk into the NBA Finals. But the thought of competing against those guys, okay, so think about it. Who's guarding who on that team? Between Anthony Davis, who's got him?
Giannis.
Well, Giannis got to take him.
Okay, good. So who's got Kawhi?
You're done.
Middleton? And then who's got LeBron?
Middleton.
Even though he's old, he can't have both.
Yeah, you're done.
No, Middleton takes LeBron, and then DiVincenzo plays against Kawhi.
Right. Wesley Matthews. Play Wes Matthews against
I mean, depending
Kawhi,
on who's
right?
actually starting by the NBA Finals.
Well, it better be Wes Matthews. There'd be a lot of trouble.
We'll see. Hey, come on now. It's all healthy. Dante, I'm going to start for you. You're going to need some improvement from within.
I don't want to...
DJ Wilson's going to play a lot more meaningful minutes. Like, if this team is going to get back to a point where they were last year, you're going to have to rely on dudes that you didn't rely on as much this year, right?
No. No, I don't think so. I think you can get back there as is, as long as Wes Matthews is healthy and plays somewhat to where he was last year. I think you're fine. And if Robin Lopez can stay healthy and be a suitable backup for Brook Lopez, that helps. They just need another forward of some sort. Small four, something that can score, that can help. See your guy Tyler Herro go off last night?
18-5, yeah, no doubt. Started out with five threes, and one of them in transition was just lethal. They lit them up. He is going to go get to play with Jimmy Butler, and it's going to be interesting for my man Tyler Herro. That's for sure. That is must-see TV. Must-see TV.
Jimmy Butler probably take Tyler Herro on his wings, though, because, you know, like that's his little brother or something.
That would be so cool. That really would be cool for, you know, a guy that went to Marquette, adopt a kid from Wisconsin, Take him into his own, make him a killer. Yeah. Oh, no doubt. People don't necessarily like him all.
Right, and Tyler can talk about the mean streets of Whitnall, you know.
Right. Hey, mean streets of Hills Corners, man. Hills Corners, it's not a great place, but.
You're bowling right there. Highway 100, because you know, Lord knows, a lot of stuff goes down on Highway 100 now.
A lot of really good stuff goes down over there on Layton, though, especially in the Layton Plaza, where you can get a really good piece of jewelry for a really good price.
You know, I just stopped by to see Dean today.
Figured you did.
Look what I got here. See what I got here?
All those watches got new batteries, huh?
Look at them.
All set. The timepieces are ready to go.
They all set, ready to go. All my timepieces. I don't know. They just seem to all just stop at the same time. Must have bought them all at the same time. I'm not really sure. But, you know, I got this one timepiece here.
So you got a different timepiece for obviously the different occasions.
Yeah.
That looks more of a... Oh, that's a real nice one. All silver.
Oh, yeah.
Nice, full, regular bracelet.
Yeah.
I like the bands that are like that, where it's more of a lockstep instead of the ones that have the different beads on them.
Right. This is my going out, dressing up
for
one
sure.
right here, right?
You can tell because the clock is thick.
Right. And I took it over there because I had already had this sack already.
Sure.
And this one wasn't working, so I snagged this up and took it over there, and... I said, Dean, I'm watching your new battery. Of course, I bought it from Dean. And Dean takes a look at it. He goes, hey, you know, this watch here, Gary, that you have, no battery needed. Solar.
Oh, solar. So it needs a little sunlight.
Yeah. He said, well, did you have it in your drawer or something? I go, yeah. He said, that's solar. So all you got to do is just let it get some sunlight. Just sit in your car or put on a lamp and... it'll go. I go, what? I said, I didn't know that when I bought it. I got a watch with it. Didn't never heard anything about that. So, no, just give it a half hour or so, and it'll just fire right up.
And there it is.
That's working.
Working.
Dean the Dream.
And I'm sitting there, and one lady's beside me. She's
like show and tell. I love it.
Talking to Dean, and she's getting her watch and stuff done, and... All of a sudden, she goes, you know, She goes, you know, my sister-in-law told me about your place. And she goes, and Dean gave her the price. And she goes, oh, my God, I've been to other places, and they've charged me way more than that. True story. Way more than that. She goes, I didn't even know that you were here. Dean goes, yeah, you know, I've been in business for a long time. You know, we've been right here, 76 Layton Plaza. And I'm saying to myself, this is just like an infomercial for me right now to come on and talk about this young lady that actually said what I've been telling you folks. If you're going to another jewelry store and you're spending money on anything, watches, batteries, bracelets, rings, whatever I'm telling you right now, this was just music to my ears. Hearing her say this, that this is just such a great deal here. She goes, I'm going to keep coming back. Dean says, yeah, most certainly. She goes, we have the best deals. We have the best deals. And they do, guys. If you're looking for the best deal in town on anything they got, piece of jewelry, that go to the jewelry center. Ask for my good friend Dean Murray, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building. And really a new location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Where do you prefer Kawhi Leonard goes, Bucks fans? The Toronto Raptors, the ones that just knocked you out, or team up with LeBron, AD, and the LA Lakers? Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh, Never Frozen inbox. You can tweet at us at 1057FMTheFan, also on Facebook. Sports Radio, 1057FMTheFan, 414-799-1250. Bucks fans, where would you prefer Kawhi Leonard end up? As we're sitting back here waiting for Kawhi Leonard, it worked out well for the Claw. Everybody fell out in line. Now he'll make his decision. Toronto or the Los Angeles Lakers? Let's go out to Greendale, say hello to Tony. Tony, where would you rather see Kawhi end up?
Probably Toronto. I mean, you know, like you guys are saying, if he goes to L.A., Lakers, oh, man, they're going to be really deadly unless someone gets hurt or, you know, it's Yeah, it could be like that. So I would say just Toronto. I mean, that guy, to me, is the best player in the NBA. I think he is from what I've watched, and what I watched him all through the playoffs. The guy doesn't get rattled. He's just amazing to me. And whoever gets him, boy, especially if LA gets him, they'll be deadly. But I say Toronto.
Appreciate the call. And it's true. When you're talking about one of the best two-way players in the game, he probably is the best two-way player in all of basketball right now. One of the best in the last couple of decades to be able to play that position. Mike is in West Dallas. Mike, where would you rather see Kawhi Leonard end up, Toronto or L.A.?
I would rather see him go back to Toronto. But I'm going to tell you, Gary once had this soundbite where he said that if Giannis got a jump shot, that Giannis would be like this or that or whatever. I'm going to say this. What if Giannis improves his free throw shooting and then adds a jump shot to his arsenal?
That too.
Yeah. And so what if Giannis is scoring 7 more points a game than he did last year during his MVP season? Still playing strong D, scoring 7 more points a game, get a couple more rebounds a game. All of a sudden, you're looking at somebody with like 34 points, 15 rebounds, defensive monster. You're going to be looking at something that he can't help but win, because he's really going to be the Greek freak. Like Gary said, he might be better than Kawhi Leonard or anybody if he could just get his jumper down. That's it, good. That's what I want to say.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Well, I need for him to score 7 more points in the playoffs.
Yeah, seven more points averaging in the regular season. You might win 70 games.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't get you nothing. We already done that now, right? I mean, I don't need for them to have the best record in the NBA next year. I haven't seen that.
Oh, no,
it doesn't matter.
No, I want them to have the best record.
Regular season total doesn't matter this year. Mm-mm. Didn't matter this year. It was just about how far you got in the postseason.
Right. Well, a lot of people thought it did matter. A lot of people. And it was okay. I was okay with
it
that.
It won you awards after the year.
Yeah, and it was, which was fine.
It also gave you home court advantage, which
you needed. But I'm past that now. Now you're looking to move the needle a little bit now with Giannis. Because I think if you look at his average in that Eastern Conference final versus what he had in the regular season, he was about 7 points off.
You're right.
I think he was about 7 points off. I need him to get them 7 more points. I was watching Charles Barkley. I know a lot of you guys don't like Charles Barkley, but I was watching Charles Barkley in this series, and Charles was saying, well, you know, normally your best player points go up, not down. And when your best player points goes down, means that doesn't mean good for your team.
It correct. Usually means you're going down.
Yeah.
Unless somebody else goes up.
And that didn't happen either.
No, it did not. But now, again, we've talked about this before. You pay Middleton all this money. I'm telling you. Said it before he agreed to this deal. I'm going to say it again.
Say it again, Steve.
He's going to be the villain in this town.
Say it again.
Because now everybody's going to look at that max contract, or close to max contract, and say, okay, now play like it. I don't think he's capable of playing much better than where he is. How much better can he be? I don't know. I don't know if there's another level for Chris Middleton to get to. JJ tweets at the fan, the best chance for the Bucks to get to the finals would be Kawhi to the Lakers. But the best chance at a Bucks championship win would be Kawhi back to Toronto. Be tougher to get to the finals with him in Toronto, but an LA Lakers team with LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Kawhi would be incredibly tough to beat. I agree 100%. Brew Crew fan OK says, I agree 100% with Sparky. Best chance for the Bucks to win a title is for him to stay in Toronto. Bucks don't have enough firepower to beat the super team in the Lakers. Who would defend those threes? Giannis on LeBron, and then it crumbles. See, that's my thing. I mean, between Davis, LeBron, and Kawhi, you don't have enough long bodies.
No, you don't.
Not to make that all work. Not athletic long bodies.
414-799-1250. Where would you prefer Kawhi Leonard end up in free agency, Toronto or the Lakers? Rams on the north side. He's up on the fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Oh, Gary.
Hey, what's going on, Ram?
Hey, I'm with Sparky in this last comment. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out this whole Middleton thing. I'm blown away on that.
I don't know how you blown away, cuz.
He not that dude, Gary.
Yeah, but he got that dude money.
Nah, he got that dude money.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go up in a bank and make a robbery, right?
Oh. Jeez, don't say that.
Be
careful.
I'm going to say this. I think what we can fail to look at in that series, Lowry was torching Bledsoe.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he outscored a 118-58.
Yep.
So before we get just talking about just the whole Giannis thing, then Middleton was getting done the whole playoff series. He was just getting done. You might as well start that piece of chicken on the grill, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
That you put that sweet Ray's barbecue sauce on.
Yes, yeah.
That was with no bread. You just eat it off the grill.
Oh.
Yeah, one of them times. So I'm gonna say this. I gotta go with you and Sparky said. We need more firepower that can score. We just can't have guys that just get set shots and they open and get a shot. Because when Toronto closed out on our shooters, that was it. They cut the head off. They cut Giannis off. Series over.
But Toronto had a couple guys in that series play. Well, I mean.
Well, Van Vliet was unconscious.
Van Vliet was.
Powell and Van Vliet can play, though.
No, but what's the other cat named Steve?
Siakam.
Siakam killed
him. Oh, yeah.
He's legit.
Yeah. But nobody saw him doing that in the playoffs.
But he was one of them guys that was on the barometer. He was coming.
He was on the come up.
Yeah, he was on the come up. But what I'm saying is, Gary and Sparky, if we had to grade us in free agency, we get a D, man. I don't talk to 12 people, and the highest grade I heard was a C minus.
See, y'all look at it differently. And because what you did, and a lot of people do this with Ted Thompson, what you went and did in free agency, you signed your own guy in Middleton. You probably don't like that, but that's where you spent the money. And then you signed Lopez. That's where you spent the money.
And then you run it back.
Yeah, they ran everything back. They signed their own players. And then they brought in Wes Matthews.
And Robin Lopez.
Yeah, and Robin Lopez.
Sparky, we'll ask questions, Sparky.
Yeah.
In the East right now, you got 15 teams. The Bucks backcourt, where you rank them?
Ooh.
And I'm off the air.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right, take it easy, Ram.
See, I don't know. That's a tough one. I'd have to go through there and look.
Yeah, we got through to go through there and look, Steve.
I mean, they're not better than Wall and Beal when Wall is healthy. That's Washington. Boston, Kemba, and Jalen Brown.
Oh, I like that.
Probably not better than those two.
No, I like that.
Yeah, I don't know where they would be. Oladipo and Brogdon in Indiana.
I mean, I'd safely say you can put them in the top five, right?
Well, I've gotten through three so far.
And they're behind those three.
Dragic and Jimmy Butler.
Better than those.
Better than Dragic and Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
I don't think so. Who? You talking about Bledsoe and who?
And
Wes Matthews.
Middleton, right? Isn't that
no,
where he's putting this into?
Middleton is a three. Yeah. You said the backcourt. It's Wes Matthews and Bledsoe.
Point guard, off guard.
Yeah, no. I don't think they are better than those two either.
I'm going based on the two dudes that are going to touch the ball more times than not. If you're going to talk about who's going to line up in the backcourt, if he's going to play a two or if he's going to play a three, who's going to touch the ball more? Who's going to be taking the shots?
Well, Middleton.
Middleton's that guy.
Sure. But that doesn't change backcourts, though.
Well, then forget about backcourt. Make the three to backcourt. Then do them three guys. So Middleton, Matthews, and Bledsoe versus the Mother Jokers.
Well, we don't have time to do all this speculation.
Just put it in your head. Put it in your head, Steve.
So now you're going point guard, shooting guard, and small forward on each team?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I still don't think.
Because Bill's
still
right.
Think it's tough.
Bill's right. Middleton's going to get the shots.
He's going to have to. That's why you're paying him.
You better
with
all that money.
Right.
Absolutely. And if you're going to move around the positions, too, wherever you want to slot Giannis in on any different possession, they'll move all around. KJ's in West Dallas. He's up on the fan. KJ, where would you see Kawhi going?
Aloha, my brothers. Thanks for taking my call. Unequivocally, I would make sure that I want Leonard to go to Toronto. You don't want to pair three of the top seven players in the NBA together. I think that would completely destroy the league for the next 5 to 6 years.
Four for sure, yep.
Yeah, four for sure. So, and I'm not even talking about the offensive side of the ball. Just the defense. Can you imagine the wall that they're going to put up with Kawhi Leonard, LeBron, and AD on Giannis? I mean, it's going to be unreal. We thought Toronto had, a pretty decent defense. They're going to be able to, those are three of the top players in the NBA defensively as well. So, I just don't want to see that happen, man. I for sure want Toronto to get Leonard back.
Yeah,
appreciate the call, KJ. And defensively, that would be an unstoppable four. I mean, you're talking about LeBron James, who, similar to Giannis this year, where they give the award somewhere else, a guy that is clearly known for his defense. LeBron probably could have won Defensive Player of the Year two or three different times in his career.
And didn't do it.
And never did because...
And Mike too.
Sure.
Jay.
You can name off any of the great
Shaq,
players.
Kobe.
You're going to be able to do that kind of stuff. 414-799-1250. Wendy's a great place, depending on whatever the situation is, though. If you're cold, you're hot.
Mm-hmm. You're hot today. Real
winning,
feels like
losing.
Real feels like 95 to 100 outside right now. So you're hot. Stop by, get yourself a Frosty, or if you got kids, $1.99 kids meals after 4 o'clock. So you're about 30 minutes away from that. Wendy's quality kids meals have everything your kids like for just $1.99 after 4. And now you can get something for yourself, too, at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And don't forget, your favorite Made to Crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the Avocado BLT Sandwich, the Sossum Bacon Chicken Sandwich, my favorite, the Barbecue Chicken Sandwich. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So why settle for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken? Go ahead, satisfy those cravings right now with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
Christian Yelich let everybody in on the secret this weekend. Some weren't happy about it. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, 414-799-1250, live at 105.7FMTheFan.com. 2-1 United States. Sparky, this thing is getting into a nail biter here. A couple of instant replays. I feel like I'm watching an NFL game with how many replays there are in this game.
Every goal. There's a,
it's ridiculous.
You get a replay for every goal. And England had it tied at 2. They said they were offsides. It was close. So it's still 2-1 USA. And
we're about to be tied up.
It's probably about to be tied because they're going to get a free kick here in our goal is not all that good for Team USA.
I like
about
our goals.
83, you're at the 83-minute mark right now of this game, and there's going to be some stoppage time for sure, considering all the people that keep going down in this game between England and the U.S. A little chippy.
Oh!
All right. Well, miracles happen in July.
I like our goalie.
I'll say this, my favorite.
Yeah, it's a sellout. I don't like that.
No, Gary was defending her in the break.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, but no one heard it in the break.
No, he was.
I just said I like our goalie. I just said that.
Best part of it, so the girl from England misses the kick. It gets saved right in front. Misses the kick, Gary. Mm-hmm. Best thing you can do right after you mess up. Yeah. What's the number one thing coach is going to say? Get back on defense.
Get back on defense.
Booked it back to the other side.
She's not Hope Solo, but she's adequate. I mean,
there's not many that are.
No. And so that's what you got to kind of deal with. I mean, that's like going to Leroy Butler to Antoine Edwards. You don't have a chance.
I wonder what Antoine's doing. He's a nice guy.
He's just a nice guy.
Nice guy.
That's Leroy's replacement.
Love that guy.
That's Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back on Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Christian Yelich, guys, going to be in the home run derby. I think it's an awesome honor. I'm juiced up. Christian Yelich is one of the best players in baseball, top five players in baseball. It's the same argument, though, that I have with people not liking the slam dunk competition anymore in the NBA. Primarily, it's because you don't have some of the best players in the sport doing it. Like, if... No offense to Gerald Green when he won the NBA slam dunk competition.
Who was that? Who's Gerald
85%
Green?
Of the team. Yeah, right. Thank you.
Who's Gerald Green?
He was a buck for a short time.
There's this mystique that gets lost when you're watching a home run derby. If it was Jonathan Villar in the finals, a lot of people would be tuning out. But since Bryce Harper's going to be in it, Pete Alonso's got 27 bombs, Christian Yelich, the reigning MVP, is going to be in it, I'm juiced up. I think it's going to be awesome. Anybody have any reservations about Christian Yelich being in the home run derby?
I'm not sure too many people wanted to be in the home run derby.
Why is that?
Because you've seen time and time again in Major League Baseball, these guys that get in these home run derbies, and then they fall off in the second half.
Well, what about the guys
that... See Aguilar last year.
What about the guys who are not in the home run derby, and they still fall off?
Okay.
You just compared Jesus Aguilar to Christian Yelich?
No,
I'm saying a guy that falls off in the second half after they beat a home run derby.
Okay. There's a lot of examples like that. But
sure. Just ask me this.
So that's why I say, well, the guys who are terrible that's not in it, what's their excuse?
If Yelich goes off and does the home run derby, good or bad, the home run derby, either way, and then falls off in the second half, will you say, coincidence?
I'm not going to blame it on him Okay, participating in one night in the home run derby.
Right, so for you then, you don't buy that excuse for the last 20 years in baseball that the home run derby has any effect.
No, I
never. You just argue
really
against that in general. Okay.
But also, since they've changed the rules to where it's not just here, we'll give you as much time as possible, hit as many bombs out as you can, in this sense where it's timed out. Dude, Christian Yelich is going out and putting on a home run derby during batting practice just about every single day.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
He's hitting balls off the facade where the Johnsonville clock is up in Miller Park. Like, they don't even paint up there.
You think
because they don't
the
think anybody's going to hit that.
You think that's the same as a home run derby atmosphere? As sitting there waiting for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then having to go do more swings,
yeah.
And then waiting and having to go do more swings.
Hearing all your boys talk about it, waiting.
It's totally not the same thing as doing it in
batting practice.
It's
a totally different atmosphere. It's a totally different pressure.
It's a competitive atmosphere.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Being thrusted into competitive atmospheres, I think, only enhances you as an athlete.
Here's why I don't think it's a big deal, because if the numbers were that important, no one would do it. No, those guys know those numbers. All those guys know those numbers, but they keep getting in it because they love to do it. And not only that, why wouldn't the MLB want to just get rid of it? They can't.
They don't
People
care about
love
the
it.
Players. They care about TV ratings and money.
Saying,
come on.
That's what I'm saying. So they never going anywhere. So anytime I can see a Brewer sign nationally, I'm excited. You see your guy up there doing it.
No doubt.
Just like the dunk contest, I wanted Michael Jordan to do it. I wanted LeBron James to do it, which he never did, but I wanted him to do it.
I want to see Giannis every year do it.
I want to see guys on your team represent on those kind of platforms. I think it's good. It's just like the dunk contest. If most guys who win it, they may not be the best player, but that don't mean they can't dunk anymore just because they're dunking, you know, just having fun.
Nobody's going to say Joe Harris is the best three-point shooter in the NBA, right?
No, he won it.
Just because he won the three-point contest doesn't mean that he's a better three-point shooter than Steph Curry or Klay Thompson.
Clutch.
Gary, you got a problem with Christian Yelich in the home run derby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get off my lawn. Yep, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Yeah. And it has been proven out. If you go back and look at some of the stats, data of some of these guys in the second half have fallen off. And, you know, I kend it to a golfer playing in one of these scramble best ball kind of a deals where you just go hit it. And you're not swinging like you normally swing. That's the truth. I mean, we all know that. And in a home run derby, you're swinging for the fences. So you don't have your regular swing down. And so when you're doing it, now you got to go back and try to relearn. I mean, there is something to that. And so I don't know what Leroy's saying or talking about, but there is evidence that there is something to guys who are playing in that particular home run derby that they fall off in the second half.
But what about a guy fall off anyway that wasn't in the home run derby?
Well, we're not talking about those people. We're just talking
about
the people.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that concerned me.
But Yelich knows these numbers. Why is he in it?
Right. Well,
I
don't know if you compete, Roy. I mean, sometimes when you're voted in, I think, you know,
you don't have to do it.
Well, see, just what we're getting to. I think it's probably the right thing to do is to do it.
Absolutely, it's the right thing to do.
Right? It's probably right. But for me, I'd probably go out there and be out in the first round on purpose. On purpose.
You did it. It's great.
I did that great. I did what you guys. I voted in. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. Blah, blah, blah.
That's a slap in the face of the voters.
It is.
And out you go. Yeah.
That is a slap in the face of the voters. But
I'm trying to win
the World Series. But you don't vote people in
the
World
Series. I'm trying to win
the
World Series, man.
No,
but if you're going to bring it up for the fact that it's for the people that voted you into the All-Star game as the leading vote getter,
he'll still play
as the MVP.
Yeah.
Go out there and compete. That's what you do. You play professional baseball to compete.
Why don't they just get rid of it?
They should.
If everybody knows shouldn't. These
Similar
numbers,
to the Pro Bowl, guys don't play in that. Fake injuries and everything else.
Get rid of it.
That's another one, Steve.
Pro Bowl's another one that nobody wants to play in.
Everybody wants to make it, though.
Yeah, because they want that
run
money.
Derby is not that big of a deal.
Well, they make that money for football. They make the money.
It's
don't believe kids
no
grow
deal.
Up dreaming of playing, doing the home run derby.
Of course,
they don't watch that
and
when they're kids wanting to play
runs.
Doing the home run derby.
And whether you know it or not, this is a home run team. Okay,
for
Stop
sure,
it. This is a home run team right here in your backyard. So why not have the best guy who's hitting home runs going to be the MVP again and the top vote getter? You want him doing anything possible. It ain't got nothing to do with the home run derby if he falls off. If he falls off, he falls off. Y'all need to go to church more if y'all believe in all this, all these kind of superstitions.
All the stats?
Yeah.
Hey, all the stats talking about regression to the end of the season.
Don't nobody believe in
this. Don't say regression to Christian Yelich.
Call your boy, Steve.
We'll talk to our guy tomorrow from Sports Information Solutions, and we'll see what he says about
this. His name is Mark Simon.
Yeah. We'll see what he says. He's all about the numbers.
We asked Seth about it yesterday. We got to ask what Seth.
He's another one of these guys who thinks it's boring, thinks it's dumb.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
Ask as many guys as possible.
This is what I think. I think if you went to the MLB Players Association and you said, listen, we're thinking about getting a run of the Home Run Derby in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. We're going to give you guys the same bonus money that you would get otherwise if you made the All-Star team and the whole thing. But instead of playing there, you're just going to get 4 days of rest, no travel, do whatever you want, and come back. We're going to play. I bet you the Players Association would pass it in a heartbeat.
And you would, too, if your boss walked up to you and said, guys, instead of you guys having to go and travel and go to another city for work, we're just going to give you the days off, give you all the money, still the same.
No.
Accept it as well.
No, but you're the athlete. You want to compete. You want to be in the middle of it, you said.
But I also
tells me that these guys maybe aren't as competitive as you are. You're
Gary
saying,
just said
I want to go compete.
You want to win a World Series. So in the same sense, I'm still being able to compete. If there's no competition, then I can't compete.
Right. So for you, it's okay if you don't go play the All-Star game.
You're
so then
what
does it matter then if he doesn't want to do the Home Run Derby? What does it matter?
What are you asking here?
It's not. It's not for anything legitimate. It's just an exhibition.
It's for money.
That's all it is. It
you play to win
for,
money.
It doesn't count for the regular season standings,
right? But to win a Home Run Derby.
It's his choice not to compete for the money if he doesn't want to. If he wants to go in there, let somebody else have a chance to win the money and duck out after the first round. That's Gary's prerogative. He says, I got enough money. I don't need your money. I'm good.
So you and Gary don't want Yelich to do it?
No, I don't.
I'd prefer not.
And I want him to do it.
That's okay.
Right. I absolutely want him
so
to
we'll
do it.
So we'll let
no
the
doubt.
Callers decide.
Do you want Christian Yelich in the Home Run Derby? 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. I know one thing that I will be doing when the Home Run Derby's
what
going on.
What is that?
Knocking back a few Bowfrings.
Oh, come on.
Kidding me?
That's the Home Run Derby you want.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We'll really start talking about home runs. Because it's this summer. We're going all natural, boys and girls. All natural with Bowfring beer. Imported exclusively from the country of Luxembourg to the United States by a Wisconsin local company. Bowfring, 100% natural and brewed using only the finest raw materials. We're talking about the fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops, everybody. Spring water from Bowfring, listen to this. A source 1,000 feet directly beneath the brewery is where they're pulling this water from. And since water is beer's most important ingredient, this exceptionally pure water gives Bowfring its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink a crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple, the balanced Brun. And thanks to Bowfring's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor that's refreshing rather than filling. Bowfring available in more places in Milwaukee than ever before, so go test it out right now. Total Wine and More. Grab a six-pack at Sendix Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or enjoy a tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're enjoying one of these all-natural Bowfrings, tweet your all-natural pictures to me. Bowfring Bill. Use the hashtag Bowfring Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio because Bowfring is Milwaukee's all-natural choice for the summer. Do you want Christian Yelich competing in the Home Run Derby? Absolutely, I say. A couple of people disagree. 414-799-1250. Your takes next here on The Fan.
I got no power there. I wanted to talk about last night.
Hey, look at me last night, too.
Yeah.
I thought I'd see you at first yesterday.
No.
Nope.
No. You going to do the derby?
They asked me a few weeks ago. I said, yeah.
It'll be fun. As long as we hit the first one, no swing and miss. You know, that's what I'm worried about. Right?
That's Christian Yelich and Josh Bell of the Pittsburgh Pirates on Saturday before the game. That's when Christian Yelich impromptuly broke the news as people hadn't let it filtered out yet. It will be Christian Yelich in the Home Run Derby. Josh Bell also will. Josh Bell hit 3 bombs last night at Wrigley Field. Give him 25 on the year at 7 RBIs as the Pirates beat up on the Cubs. The Cubs have been struggling mightily. Brewers get their win. Now they are one game up on the Chicago Cubs for first place in the NL Central. Do you want Christian Yelich doing the Home Run Derby? I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Talish. Leroy Butler and I both said yes. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Gary Ellerson adamantly do not want to see it. What does John in South Milwaukee want? John, you want Yelich in the Derby?
Thanks for taking my call, everyone. Good afternoon. No, I knew the subject was coming over a month ago, and here we are. We're talking about it now. What I say about Yelich, he has a very pure swing, but these derbies somehow wreck people. My prediction, if he plays in the Derby, he'll hit 15 HRs afterwards, and 20 if he doesn't. I think he's going to finish around 50.
Oh, my God.
I totally agree with Gary. Drop out in the first round. Just bow out. But here's the caveat.
What's the caveat?
$1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Brewers should pay Yelich $1 million to participate, but just say, man, walk away early.
So you want him to be a loser?
That's what.
No, yeah. I don't want him to be a loser. I want the Brewers to win. And
well, how do you explain? I got a question for you. How do you explain the other guys that fall off that are not in the Derby? Hello.
That's a great question. I just don't think he should. I don't want him to be in it. I just don't.
He's scared.
Appreciate the call, John.
Thanks, John. Hey, man, listen. Go to Pick and Save, right? Go to the Pick and Save, and they got some regular lemons, and they have some big lemons.
Okay.
I've told Steve this, Gary, and what's your name?
Billy.
Billy. Get you some big lemons, right? You buy them individually, not in a bag, and bury one right in your front yard. Just bury it. Now you ain't worried about no superstitions. You ain't scared of nothing. And just put your Bible in the bathroom so you can read it when you in your sanctuary and go to church. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You can show me every number possible. But if it was really true, yeah, let's know these numbers. Don't he know the same information that Steve and
He's been told, yes.
He knows, yeah.
So they've told him, Vassallo, how you say my guy's name?
Mike Vassallo.
Vassallo, ain't nobody smarter than him.
I'm sure his agent told him, too.
Yeah! Man, listen, don't you do it. You're going to fall off, and then they're going to cancel it. Stop it.
You know what I'm going to say to that if I'm Christian Yelich, Roy?
Yeah, just play baseball. Go out there, hit them, and win the thing.
You're not want
to Gary gave a sniff, Gary gave a sniff.
Yeah.
You're going to fall off?
What you going to do?
Watch me. Watch me fall off. Everybody said that I was going to fall off this year when I started coming off hitting 20 home runs in the
last
stretch.
That's what they kept saying. It's a fluke.
Last 2 months, last year, it's a fluke.
That's what they said last year.
Oh, you're definitely going to regress. Christian Yelich laughs at regression. Christian Yelich laughs at the continuous trends of baseball. And in a launch angle era,
Bryce Harper got $300 million.
In a launch angle era, that's one of the other reasons why I'm not as concerned. All these dudes are trying to hit home runs every time they're at the plate. So you're not necessarily changing your swing as much as dudes back in the early 90s, early 2000s are changing.
That swing looked like that Bay City had yesterday.
See, last year when Aguilar made it, I wasn't worried about Aguilar. I was on this show saying, I'm good with Aguilar going.
I didn't want Aguilar.
You did?
I did.
Ah, screw anything up. He'll be fine.
So you blame this on that?
And then he dovetailed the second half.
Same since.
Haven't been the same since, really. No. So I'm not saying it's all that.
Was Shaw in the home run derby last year?
No, Travis Shaw did not participate in the home run derby last year.
Well, wait a minute.
He didn't have good enough numbers.
Was Braun there?
Ryan Braun was not in the home run derby.
Oh, stop
year.
It! I really don't understand this argument that you're trying to pose to Leroy because I don't.
All you gotta do is open your mind up.
Well,
and
one doesn't have nothing to do with the other. Yeah, one guy's in the All Star game, and
no, he's looking at the amount of players that will still drop off their numbers in the first half.
Sure,
anyway,
sure. But the reason why his number drops off is because he's in the home run derby.
Not just natural regression of the baseball season.
No, you
dispel that.
Dispel it completely.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
So because they're just all coincidence for the last 20 years, Bill.
No, that's why I don't understand
really
the argument.
They would cancel it.
You're not listening to what Leroy is saying. He's saying you see baseball players across the league, if they do or don't compete, fall off either way.
And I'm guys saying I don't disagree with that.
Guys will have better seasons and better second halves that are in there, some that don't.
And I'm saying I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. But what I'm telling you is, if you're in the home run derby, your numbers fall off. Now, whether that's...
You're guaranteeing that.
Well, I'm not guaranteeing, but the data shows that happens
to
some of these guys.
You didn't even know data guy.
And it points to the home run derby. I don't... And Leroy's right. There are guys that fall off in the second half because they do. Not because of the home run derby.
Right.
414-799-1250. It's Mike in Brookfield.
I would make Brock do it. When he get up, I'm making Brock do the home run derby.
You ain't got to worry about Brock.
Yeah, I bet he do it.
You ain't got to worry. Go ahead.
Big uncle say do it.
Mike in Brookfield, do you want Christian Yelich in the home run derby?
I tell you what, when I was growing up, Ken Griffey Jr. did it every year, never fell off. You got a pure swing, It don't matter. He ain't looking to hit home runs every game. He's looking to get barrel on it. You hit it on the barrel, it goes. That's the only thing to it. Yeah, some guys that change their swing, you know, go up there, oh, I got to hit it, you know, when they had the distance thing where you got to hit it further than everybody else and they count it up.
Yeah.
Fine, maybe. But if you're just hitting home runs as much as you can, just swing the bat. I do that just taking batting practice. I want to hit it far.
Appreciate the call, Mike. And there have been days where Christian Yelich, early in the season, everybody pointed to it where he was struggling for a couple of days, or he felt like he was struggling for a couple of days, went out and hit for over an hour and a half with Andy Haynes in the batting cage, came out and hit two home runs later that night. And he
did
said,
not know.
Didn't affect me.
Yeah, well, he came out after that hour and a half, if I remember correctly, that night. He said, I didn't think we fixed anything.
Yeah, but he swung for an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, said, I didn't think we got anything fixed, to be honest with you. He goes, but obviously something must have happened and fixed it. So he didn't give Haynes credit or anybody else credit for fixing anything. He goes, I didn't think we did much of anything. But it worked, and away he went from that point.
414-799-1250, last one on this is Mike in West Bend. Mike, you want Yelich in the home run derby?
Yes, I do. I don't think his performance will be affected at all due to the fact that Barry Bonds was his hitting coach at one time, and Bonds was in plenty of home run derbies and never got affected by his swing.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good. Call Barry Bonds. Yeah, that's good.
Appreciate the call.
Maybe Bonds can pitch to him. That'd be good.
If he won, that would be cool too. If he won with Barry Bonds as his pitching coach, I don't care if his brother who's in the military is his pitcher. Either way, as long as he's winning, that's all that matters. 414-799-1250. You can tweet at us at 105.7FM The Fan. Anthony Mandela is a sports flash, and we're back here on 105.7FM The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.